You're listening to Talking Baseball with Ed Randall, presented by MLB.com. He's Ed Randall. He's talking baseball. What more do you need?
Hi, everybody. I'm Ed Randall, Big Ed and Nora's baby boy, and welcome back to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. The headline in USA Today across the top of the sports section read as follows. Hall voters shouldn't go soft on tainted Bonds and Clemens. The column was written by one of our best writers, the multi-award-winning Christine Brennan, and it is my honor to have you on Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. Christine, thanks so much for being with me. The early returns on the 2017 Hall of Fame vote indicate a spike, a clear spike, in yes votes for those players alleged to have used performance-enhancing drugs, which I guess got your attention somehow.
Yeah, absolutely, Ed. It's great to be with you, and thanks for having me on. And sure, I mean, obviously I write columns on a lot of different topics for USA Today, and I talk about a lot of different issues on CNN and ABC and PBS. And so, you know, I'm always interested in what's the latest and what's newsworthy and what's timely. And with the Hall of Fame vote announced in a few days now, about a week or so ago, an editor actually alerted me to the fact of this spike. I had not paid that much attention to it to that point. There's a gentleman on Twitter who's keeping an eye on all this stuff. And so I of course, looked at all this, and I just thought, wow, if this is really true, and you know, he's got a sampling, you know, he doesn't have every voter, the public votes, and those who want to divulge their votes, obviously other people don't. But it's unbelievably troubling to think that people, I mean, Barry Bonds, one of the worst cheaters in our country's history, and Roger Clemens, same, just horrendous. The only reason we don't have positive drug tests is because baseball wasn't testing. Baseball was a good, 30-some years behind the Olympics, and baseball's still behind the Olympics. You know, and we're still in the steroids era. Anyone who thinks it's over, no way. I mean, look at the Russians in the Olympic world. As I said, it's like three decades ahead, so we can project three decades ahead, and this is what it's going to look like in baseball. The bad chemists are still way ahead of the good chemists. So this is an issue to this minute in sports. We are in the steroids era, smack dab in the middle of them in baseball, the Olympics, football, you name it. Athletes can cheat. They are. If there's money to be made, they're cheating. Some of them, not all. And I just think it's absolutely horrendous if voters, even getting this close, I guess the word is Bonds and Clemens won't make it in, but even that they're this close is just stunning to me and really repulsive. Unless we just want everyone to cheat and want our kids to just say, hey, go ahead, just, you know, steroids for everybody. I don't think we're there. I hope we're not there. Well, if we're there, then fine. Then go ahead and have the Hall of Shame. If not, then I think we do have some standards, and we probably should care about things like this.
I'm hearing, Christine, if when the vote is announced and Bonds and Clemens are in the 60s, and now we can start sweating about them getting in at some point.
Yes. Oh, yes. It looks like, you know, again, I don't know, but if what we're what's being reported out there on social media is true, looks like they won't get in this year, but they spiked up a lot. Now, the question remains. Okay, they spiked up a lot, but they didn't get in, if in fact they don't get to 75% of the vote. So what's that about? And does that mean that there's a strong wall against them and that they max out in the 60s? Who knows? I don't vote for this. I'm glad I don't. If I could, I wouldn't, because you're making news as a journalist. You shouldn't be. You should be you know, reporting it, not making it. But that's another issue. But I'm not a baseball writer. But I've covered the Olympics. I've covered 17 in a row, gearing up for my 18th in a row in South Korea next year. And I'm so fortunate and lucky. The assignment of a lifetime to cover one, much less 17. But I've had a front row seat to performance-enhancing drug use, starting with Ben Johnson in 88 in Seoul. I covered that race. I was at the finish line right there. And then 3 days later, Ben Johnson was stripped of his gold medal, found to have tested positive and for steroids, and then Carl Lewis was given the gold. And we were really off and running on the steroids era. And it's frankly appalling to me that so many baseball writers, who I like very much, a lot of them, friends of mine, so it doesn't make me happy to say this, but appalling that they don't have that same sensibility about the damage done to the credibility of a sport. Can you believe what you're watching, what you pay for as a consumer? Why would you pay for something that you can't trust? All these issues. It's just really surprising to me that my colleagues in the baseball media would, some of them anyway, would be so so unconcerned about something that I believe is the story of our lifetime.
If you can't believe what you're watching, Christine, then we're watching wrestling, aren't we?
Yeah, the old big-time wrestling, sure. We're watching a movie, or made up, which is great. I mean, that's great. It's entertainment. I think the interesting part, Ed, moving forward, is generations, future generations, including kids, young people now, you know, they've grown up with everything. You know, they're totally used to movies being made in by computers, not on location. They're used to everyone, the word is everyone having cosmetic or plastic surgery. I not everyone, I certainly haven't. But over the years, you hear a lot about that. So is there a fakeness to our society that then everyone would go, oh, who cares? So what? They cheated. My thinking is we know that every baseball player did not cheat. I have no idea who did and who didn't. Again, part of the huge problem is that baseball wasn't testing. That's because the union would not allow it. And so, and that's a shame. But I do think for years, you know, that that Major League Baseball wanted to get this done, and the union and Don Fehr fought it. So, but I think that maybe, you know, so that's, you know, how I feel about this. But potentially, the flip side is that young people won't care about this and will be so used to everything being fake that that's okay, even though some athletes did not test positive and others did, some cheated and others did not. And how unfair is it? I mean, I guess, end with this on this particular part of the story, Ed, how unfair for those players who did not cheat to watch a Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens going into the Hall of Fame. I mean, if that isn't the thing that gets you going, I don't know what is. As a writer, as a voter, that just blows me away because people did not cheat. And you're going to put cheaters in? That's just extraordinary to me.
How many players, Christine, to your point, that were drummed out of the major leagues, careers ended, or players who could have been starting players winding up on the bench, or those players winding up in AAA because they didn't cheat? And that here is really that's the red line between those that did and those that didn't.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it's the thought, but I'm going to go to a bigger picture there. Absolutely. I think everyone listening can agree that it's just horrible. It's not the worst thing in the whole wide world of news and politics and everything. No, but it is pretty sad. If someone didn't cheat and never made it out of AA ball, and he watched someone cheat their way right to the major league, that's just awful. But here's the bigger point. Where is the baseball union, the Major League Baseball Players Union, on this? Where are they? Max Scherzer, who I find to be fascinating and interesting, he and his wife, major causes, smart people. They're in D.C. now. They were in Detroit. I grew up in Toledo, and we were Tigers fans as kids. And I'm obviously not a fan now as a journalist, but I certainly appreciate everything Scherzer does on the field and off. And he spoke out during that whole Biogenesis thing in Miami. He spoke out, and he was just livid. He was spitting bullets, basically, about how awful. He doesn't want these people as teammates anymore. Johnny Peralta was one of them. And, you know, it's like, we've got to stop this. And where's the follow-up? I mean, if the players who are clean would just get together and demand that there would be absolutely no second chance. I mean, how about this? You know, kick. I mean, I know in the Olympics there's one and then you're done. Basically a 2 or 4 year, but for a lot of Olympians, a 2 or 2 year to 4 year suspension is your career, because the Olympics only come around once every 4 years winter and then once every 4 years summer, as we know. So, you know, often that is a career-ending suspension. But for baseball, the slap on the wrist, even if it's half a season or whatever, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're back. Where's the union on this? If the clean players rose up and said enough is enough, they would handle this themselves. So there are lots of issues here and lots of things to look at in terms of how it is that MLB is still having this happen. And it's just extraordinary to me that the union themselves and the good, clean players, the ones doing it the right way, like Max Scherzer, haven't continued their fight over the last couple of years.
Christine Brennan with me on Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. You call in your column Bonds and Clemens the pharmaceutical daily double, and then you mention Manny Ramirez, who you cite could, quote, eventually become the first inductee into the Baseball Hall of Fame to have been caught using a female fertility drug, unquote, and referred to the entire group as the most notorious sports cheaters in history. And baseball has come so far, and yet, because of your experience at 17 Olympics, everybody is so far behind the Olympic movement. And speaking of which, Marion Jones, one of the great Olympians, never failed a drug test. Lance Armstrong never failed a drug test. And that, I think, goes to the heart of the matter here, proof, and that we have no tangible proof, except the way in which some of these guys appeared to enlarge themselves physically, like the Michelin Man.
Well, yes and no. As you know, I put that's all in my column. But here's the difference. There is proof. It's just called not a drug test. It's like a court of law when you've got all kinds of other evidence. Barry Bonds, the Belco documents are there. Done. There's the proof. I think we've got to get out of our heads, and I don't blame you for saying this. But again, as someone who's been fortunate enough to cover the Olympics, I have been had a front row seat and been covering steroids as the main topic in my career, I believe, and the main story of our lives in sports journalism, in terms of whether the fans can believe what they're watching. We're looking out for the fans. I mean, that's what we're doing here, and asking questions that we would hope every consumer buying the products, watching on TV, whatever, would want to have answered. And I've been doing this since the 80s. So the real, I think, simple question moving forward is the fact is that the documents are there. So USADA, the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, the good police, the cops, the drug police, they caught Lance Armstrong. They got him. They had the goods. They had thousands of documents. So that's how we know. And then, of course, he came clean. Marion Jones, my point there was they didn't fail drug tests. They cheated. You know, they were able to totally circumvent the system, but they got them other ways. We know Mary Jones cheated. They got her on documents, and she actually spent time in jail. Lance Armstrong, major paper trail, and they caught him. We've got that with Bonds. We've got that with the Belco people. We've got that with the Biogenesis people. Those are the facts. And, frankly, if baseball cared more about this, and I say this more as a union, they would be able to even produce more documents. Thankfully, the Olympic world, U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, World Anti-Doping Agency, they're the ones that care so much about this that they were able to bring Lance Armstrong and Marion Jones to justice. If the baseball world cared enough about this, I know they tried with obviously the U.S. government to, and Barry Bonds, by the way, is a convicted felon. I mean, that's just a fact. A lot of people want to dispute all that, but, you know, he was found guilty of that. I forget now, again, of all the circumstances. I haven't looked at it in a few years. Roger Clemens, of course, that horrible performance in front of Congress. So, folks, if you're looking for proof, it's right there for you. Clemens throwing his wife under the bus on the whole issue of human growth hormone. Horrendous. Come on, people. You weren't born yesterday. And, again, if people – I'm a real realist, Ed. I do my columns. I move on. I've written three or four other columns since we've talked on other topics. And, you know, this is not a crusade for me. I wrote a column. I'm done. I'm happy to talk to you about it. But if folks don't care, if everyone's fine with this, then go ahead. Let them all in the Hall of Fame. Have it be the Hall of Shame and just enjoy it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. No.
If you want your kids to take steroids, keep in mind that high school is an epidemic in high school.
I know it is.
Drugs. And it's not just boys, but it's girls. It's two-thirds boys.
I know it is.
Girls.
Yes.
Huge.
I'm very familiar with the Hooten Foundation, which I'm sure you are, with Don Hooten, who lost a son to steroid use while he was in high school. And they have established this foundation because the numbers with regard to the use of performance-enhancing drugs, as you know, at the schoolboy and schoolgirl level is frightening.
Absolutely. Well, I've interviewed him several times, and I probably will again when we get the Hall of Fame voting. It's just horrendous. So, again, if any folks out there listening to us are saying, oh, she's too tough on them, and come on, okay. What you're doing then is you're basically telling the 14-year-old shortstop, baseball or softball, that it's okay. If you're going to put Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame, that is the worst possible message, or any of these guys. And you know what? I know people say, well, what about this person? What about that person? Look at how their bodies changed. Look at whatever. You know what? It is not a right to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's a privilege. And if you're a voter, you have every right to make this decision. And if you believe, as I believe, that they were, most of these people probably were taking performance-enhancing drugs, because, again, we weren't born yesterday. Just open your eyes, folks. Take a look, plus the documentation. And, again, let's not get hung up. I wish everyone would just not get hung up on your analysis and drug testing, because baseball didn't have it, and there's so many other ways to find people out and cheat the cheaters and catch them. Proof A, Lance Armstrong. B, Marion Jones. Take it from me. That is a fact. You don't have to have positive drug tests. And if I were a voter, I'm not, and I wouldn't be, but if I were, I would never let any of these steroid people in, that if I had any doubt at all, because it's a Hall of Fame, and it's a privilege. And you can make that call. That doesn't deprive them of their right to livelihood, to own homes where they want, to marry, to get divorced, to do whatever they want in life. It's only about this one choice. And I would hope that people would look at that as a privilege and try to see a way that it's inspiring for children, and the message you're sending to those kids with an epidemic of performance-enhancing drug use in high schools and boys and girls youth sports. I think it's a very important issue. Obviously, I care about it. But if folks decide not, well, then, you know, bring it on, folks. And I don't think we're going to like what that looks like 20, 30 years from now.
Christine Brennan with us from USA Today, also CNN, ABC, and PBS. Part of this is the voting block itself, Christine. The Baseball Writers Association of America took away voting privileges from older voters who no longer were covering the game day to day. And now we have a block of young voters who were not in the clubhouses during the steroid era, and may in fact be more lenient. In fact, of these early returns, 11 of the 12 first-year writers listed on this tracking website, 11 of the 12 voted for Bonds and Roger Clemens, a 91.7% support rate for two players who, in 4 years of eligibility, never cracked 50% of the vote. So perhaps there's a different opinion, attitude with these younger voters.
Well, maybe there is. I have no idea why. That's just astounding. I don't get it. As I said earlier to you, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to run in a minute. I know we said 15 minutes. I'm happy to give you. I think we've done almost 30.
Sure.
I just have to get going to my next thing, unfortunately. But maybe, as I said earlier, maybe a younger generation, I'm wondering, just musing out loud with you, and maybe the younger generation is just much more accepting of performance enhancing, whether it be on screen with plastic surgery. I don't know. I'm throwing out questions for you and your audience. I find that absolutely unbelievable. But,
let me just mention one thing before you go quickly. One voter said that he explained his angst about whether or not to vote for these guys to his 12-year-old son. And the kid, using simple deductions of a 12-year-old, told his dad, there's no way. This is black and white. And there is a clause, as you know, on the Hall of Fame ballot that specifically refers, Christine, to sportsmanship, character, and integrity. And I'm wondering, can't these people read?
Right. Well, again, as I said, it's just astounding to me that this is where we are. Again, it's a privilege to be in a Hall of Fame. You're not depriving Barry Bonds of anything in his life to not be in the Hall of Fame. Roger Clemens, same thing. They have their history. They have their careers. They have their stats. They have their honors, their awards. I personally believe that Hank Aaron is the home run champ. I would, because I cover the, again, as I've mentioned before, cover the Olympics. I've watched them take cheaters out of the record book. I think absolutely Barry Bonds should not be the home run king. It is Hank Aaron, in my humble opinion. But they all have all that. It's just stunning. I hope that everyone, as they think about this over the next year, assuming they don't get in, get closer, Bonds and Clemens, but they don't get in, then I think it'll be very interesting moving forward, and the conversation should be fascinating as people talk about this, why they voted this way, and maybe there'll be some people coming to their senses about this next year. If they keep getting rid of older voters and keep getting younger voters on, then I think we can see where it's headed. And again, I find that appalling, and I hope a lot of sports fans find it appalling as well. It just is, to me, unconscionable, you know what? I've watched the election. I've watched a lot of things go on, so nothing's going to surprise me anymore, Ed. I promise you that.
That makes two of us. Christine, thank you. So that'll do it for Christine, Brennan, and myself on MLB.com. If you're on the move, thanks for the ride, and thanks for listening to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball.